Hello. Is this Bill Boner?
No.
Oh, it's not Bill Boner.
This is the dangerous Billy Masters. Who
Ah,
are you trying to reach?
Bill Boner. He's a porn star.
Oh, he was in the
Yeah, this is the new Batman movie.
Batman on Batman tackles Superman. No, Batman in Superman. Batman inside Superman? Yeah.
Yeah, Batman inside Superman. Bill Boner.
Batman does Superman. There you go. That's better.
You know who I'm talking about then, right?
Yeah, he was a Batman, right?
Yeah, Bill Boner.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Gotta stop this thing from loading. It's gonna deal my bandwidth.
What's loading?
A picture.
What are you doing? What are you do? You're downloading Bill Boner's picture?
Where's my connection root?
Can't find a Claritin. What the fuck? I just came
Good.
back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You were off working, right?
Yeah.
For 6 months? Is that what you're
It was supposed to be a week and it turned into two.
extended.
So I didn't release any podcasts. I thought I released ours before I left, but I didn't. So I gotta do that today.
That's good, but it's called the buffer.
Yeah, it's a buffer. So we got this one in the can and we got another one.
Yeah,
How about that? On
we're
top of
profet
shit.
or professionals.
Professionally late. Where the hell is the Claritin? Where did Barb hide it from me?
It's like when you do an arc of a comic book series and then release the trade and then take a little break for a couple months
That's
before
right. It's
starting the next arc.
like we work for Image, right? We're
That
like
is true.
the saga of podcasters. Is that what you're
I
saying?
don't know if I would say the saga, but
Who's the artist and who's the writer? That's what I want to know.
think we're both not both not either. Well, yeah. Well, it's usually the artist that is the slowdown, right? Not in all
Yeah,
cases, I guess,
yeah.
typically.
So you're the artist.
No, you're the artist. You're the one who had to
No,
go off to another country.
you went to Florida for like 6 weeks with playing Disney games.
Guess we're both artists in this scenario.
But Heroes Con is around the corner.
No doubt. In a couple short months.
We'll be seeing
March,
Bill
April,
Boner.
May. If I bring the DVD, I was planning on it. Yeah, what?
You know how we stay up really late, like to 2 a.m. talking and shit? You could bring the Bill Boner DVD.
Oh, we could have it on in the background.
They could have it on in the background.
Then Daryl might do something really terrible to one of those chairs.
He might. So Ivy's gonna be there. Everybody that I podcast with, every single person I'm podcasting with is going except one. Possibly.
Who's the one?
Is on the fence. Can you guess?
Keith?
Yeah.
I thought he said he was going.
Yeah, but he
He,
fiddle faddles,
yeah, it
man.
goes back and forth.
I'd say it's a 50-50 shot, maybe 60-40, I don't know.
I just listened to a DC Noise this week, like a couple episodes back, where he was all excited about going.
Yeah, that was recorded like a decade ago. Things have
I
changed.
think it'll change since then. Yeah, he's all excited. So he's gonna be the only one not there. There goes your plans for your group photo.
Yeah, so much for that.
He's ruined it, basically. There's ruined heroes this year. Yes, it'll be good. I'll get to meet Mr. Ivy.
Yes. You get to meet Daryl.
I don't know if I want to meet Daryl.
Get to meet Campbell. Have you met Campbell? At the last one. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I met him.
Last year, right?
Yeah, last year. I think I met him the year before, too. Was he there the year before?
Yeah. I think he's gone back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years in a row.
No, it'll be good this year because Daryl's eating healthy, so I'll be able to go out and eat with him. Me, him, and Chris can go eat some tofu and stuff.
What the hell? Well, you're gonna eat junk with me. What are you talking about?
I heard Chris is excited to try Luna.
Oh God. Are you serious? Campbell said that?
No, Ivy.
Oh.
Not Campbell. Campbell, maybe. He might have, after hearing us talk about it so much.
Ivy, he'll love that place, probably. I think he likes eating dirt. We haven't recorded that podcast in forever because every week that he's gone, I'm here. And every week that
alternate.
Because I'm going to be gone next weekend, too. So, oh well. Another
business trip?
No, this one's not business. This is pleasure.
Pleasure trip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's much better. Yes, so I'm excited for Heroes. I always like that con.
Yeah, I like Heroes and Baltimore. They're my favorite. Heroes and Denver fell on the same week this year, though.
Oh, really?
So I won't be going to Denver for sure.
I didn't know there's
going to be a Colorado Springs con this year that's pretty big, but it seems like it's like a bunch of actors and stuff, more towards that, you know?
Okay. That was pretty big then if it has actors.
Yeah, it's got actors. They have Neil Adams, but like they haven't announced a hell of a lot of... I mean, there'll be like local talent, which is cool. So Jay Straczynski might be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Matt Campbell will be there. And a couple other people probably. So I'm going to that one, unless something happens. Man, it seems like this is the busiest year, like, early in the year that I've ever had. I've already spent, like, a month business travel.
Yeah.
And then when I do have a weekend, it's rough, you know? It's like we got plans or we're going to Boulder or we got other stuff going on.
Yeah, you're doing all the stuff that you couldn't do because you were gone.
Yeah, we're going to see Barry Manilow. How about nice. That? His farewell tour.
Was it his farewell tour? Well, he's probably like 70 now.
Hey, you got to take advantage of shit like that now. Because people are falling off the face of the earth.
Seems like it. And Barry Manilow, he writes the songs.
That make the young girls cry.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm one of those young girls.
You gonna cry?
I'm not a huge fan. I like some of his stuff. Barb loves his stuff, so.
Well, she's a young girl, so.
Yeah, she's a young girl.
So she's supposed to like it.
I still can't find the Claritin. It's like a mystery. It's not in the microwave. What the hell? I found out I'm allergic to something in Colorado, like big time. Like right now, the tree pollen count is like really high. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I went to New Mexico and man, my cough cleared up. Everything was fine. Come back and like already starting to feel the symptoms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what it was is I had the flu and then. The pollen kicked in, and then I couldn't get rid of the cough, and then now I got rid of the cough, but now I need to I need some extra help with the Claritin. Either that or I'm becoming an addict.
That's right. Unless you have something to hold those tubes open, they just close. It happens.
Yeah.
We take Claritin. What's the other one? Zyrtec?
Yeah, Zyrtec and Chlorotrimetan. Chlorotrimetan works good for, like, if you have, like, something that you touch, at least for me. Like, if I'm playing with weeds and it pricks me and stuff and I get welts, like that kind of allergy.
Yeah.
That stuff works great. And then I didn't even use Claritin until a pharmacist told my friend, because I was coughing at work. And he's like, you know what helped me? He said, doctors gave me all this codeine. I was on codeine, all this bullshit. And a pharmacist told him, you should try Claritin. And son of a bitch, that stuff worked. Yeah. Within a day, because they're like 24-hour Claritin. And within a day, my cough was gone.
It's just allergies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now
Barb's hiding my drugs from me, so I don't know what's going on. She's trying to wean me off.
Or she's trying to kill you.
It could be either one.
She acts like she missed you when you were gone. But in reality.
All right. So what's been going on with you, Bill?
What has been going on? I don't know. Not much. No cons since C2E2.
I haven't been to one con this year. I even missed the local toy Comic Con. Usually that's like just vendors. But yeah, I like usually go and, you know, there's a couple vendors there that have some good deals, and I'll come back with like a box full of comics. But
yeah, I love going to the small vendor cons.
Yeah, it's a different con experience, but it's more like for finding a good deal or a box of quarter, you know, books or dollar books that you want to collect. And then,
yeah, you never know what you're going to find, so.
Yeah.
Just go in and search.
The cons that we're going to is mostly just to hang out with friends.
Yeah,
it's to spend time in Artist Alley and stuff too, but most of it is just
hanging out,
goofing around.
Yep.
So,
con is the excuse.
You want to talk about the devil?
The devil inside?
No.
There's one other thing I've been working on. I've been
Oh no.
No, this is real. I've been working on my my comic a little bit.
Oh, good.
I've been working on the outline.
The space stuff.
My space one, yeah. I've been working on the outline and trying to get the beats down. So
do you frame it like an Alan Moore script, or is it just real generic?
Oh, in terms,
do you trust your artist? Yeah, I wouldn't trust my artist. I'd say like panel one. You know, zoom into office, blah, 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 is typing at the keyboard or something like that.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. Well, in my rewrite, I haven't gotten to that part. But the first time around, it was a combination. Like, it's broken down into panels, but the artist is free to move, like, combine panels or split panels as needed. But
I don't think that's a good idea, at least for your first one.
Well, I think it's a good idea because hopefully the artist knows more about art than I do.
Well, that's true, but you don't know who your artist is going to be.
Right. Yeah, so
if you have a buddy artist or somebody you know that will do it, then that's one thing. But if you have to hire somebody off the cuff and you can't pay for, like, a professional, that you're paying for someone that's trying to be a professional probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you some money, and you're paying for everything. You're paying for the art. You're paying for the production. You're paying for everything. So it's got to be the way you want it, Bill.
That's true. Yeah, so any panels that there's specific things that need to be seen. I mean, I guess I'm pretty explicit in what I want to see in most panels. There's some panels where
I'm gonna send you a picture.
It doesn't really matter.
A picture of this if I can find the goddamn book. And I'm gonna post it on the God dang, I can't find it. What the fuck? Did I leave it upstairs? I must have left it upstairs. I was going to send you a picture of... I read another Overground comic, The Graduate, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an action sequence in there. Like, she's in a convenience store. And it's ridiculous. There's a guy robbing the place. And she says, well, I can't be a hero unless I can change my costume. And he's like... well, why don't you change it right here in front of everybody? And she does. She gets in her costume, and then there's an action sequence where she, I don't know what the fuck happens. all of a sudden, she's in on top of a police car, you know, like he threw her out, or she threw herself out. I can't tell. I'd like to see how you interpret that.
See if I can make
because
sense
I've looked at it like 3 fucking times, like just stared at it, and then I looked at the previous page and the next page, and I'm like, can I make heads or tails of it? And I can't.
Is that an arm? Is that a leg?
Well, her art is already kind of abstract, right?
Yeah, it's quite abstract.
But usually I can tell what's going on. So I don't know. Or his art. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
I assumed it was a girl. What was the name? Claudia or something?
It's an unusual name. Let me look it up. Celia? Celia?
Celia.
I don't know why I keep reading this book. It's not good.
It's because you signed up for all of them.
Celia Cayley. No, but I could stop. Like, I ordered 5 and 6 now.
You're continuing on.
Because this is like a good example to me of what not to do. I hate to say that, but because you're independent, I think you have to move a little faster, or at least have some good, better grips, because you don't know how far you can take it.
Yeah.
And the way he paces the book is like normally like 2 pages in another comic book, like a Marvel or DC or an Image or any of the other publishers. It's like 2 pages, maybe 6 panels, and that is 20 pages. He really freaking he takes Bendis to the, he puts Bendis to shame in the decompression, man.
He must have some kind of money then.
He's got to.
To be able to.
His books are not
published that much.
Well, they're not in the top. They like show the top 350 or sometimes 400 books, and I never see his books there. So I'm thinking they're under 3K.
Yeah.
Print runs.
Yeah, sure.
So he might be a bit doing good business in Texas because that's where they're from. You know how sometimes you have local and you support local and
yeah, and does local shows and everything.
Yeah, local shows. Yeah.
Yeah, so selling directly, he might. But still, he's not going to get up to 10,000 or anything.
Yeah, it's such a weird, like, I can't even categorize this world. Like, absent cat, the team books make a lot of sense. They seem like a hero book. But the solo books, well, Tinker was very straightforward, but he didn't write it. I think it was Thinker or Tinker. I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a Tinker.
Did you read that one?
I haven't gotten it yet, and I don't remember if I ordered it or not.
That was a good one.
I think I might have, because...
But it wasn't him that wrote it.
That's probably why I ordered it, to try
it. It's basically about a really smart girl who likes to take shit apart and put it back together and invent stuff. And she's got, like, hero idols, like, from that team that's absent captain, you know, that team.
Yeah.
And she, like, tries to make devices that will make her a superhero. It's a pretty good straightforward story, but it's well told, and yeah. The art was good. That's probably the best put together one. No, Absent Captain is pretty good.
Yeah,
It's just,
I like the Absent Captain number one.
yeah, I think it got, I think I liked The Graduate, the first issue, and that was my favorite just because I was so attracted to the art. Like, I was like, this is good art.
Yeah, story-wise, I don't even. That was when she was on a plane or something, wasn't she?
Story-wise, it didn't do anything. It was about a plane crash.
Yeah.
She was going to a superhero school, and the plane crashed, and that was it.
Yeah.
So like that, if that was your script, you would have said, okay, the first issue, she's gonna be seating in a plane. The plane's gonna go down and crash.
Yeah, this is the first three
And
pages,
that's the
maybe.
first, yeah, first three pages, or three panels.
Maybe this is
She
your three,
really.
because the first page you gotta like set it up.
Yeah, she's boarding the plane. You get to know her a little bit. You
Yeah,
get
she has
some
like an interaction with some
thought
people.
bubbles, blah blah blah. The plane goes
It
up.
starts to go down, and then the third page is like a full panel, a full page of like the plane crash.
Yeah, the third page is the plane crash, and
Splash.
maybe she's coming out of it, and then you start your story, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole issue.
See, in my in like my case or our case, if we were doing this, we would probably try and put as much as we could in each issue because it's going to cost us a lot of money if we don't.
Right, and
Like
it's
we
not
can't
our.
say, I'm going to plan this out for like 100 issues.
Yeah, and it's not this is more like of a, like in our case, we have full-time jobs that usually require more than 40 hours a week. And this would be like something that we do like in our spare time on top of everything else. So, yeah, that's why I'm saying like if you know who your artist is going to be, I think you could be loose. Like, you know their style, you know what. You could talk to them more on a personal level, but if you don't know, maybe you ought to do the Alan Moore type detail.
I'm not going that far. I've seen him do like a full page for like one panel.
Yeah.
Like a full page of text.
No, mine would be more like, I think I'd want to do like a layout, but like I can't draw for shit, so. I don't know how I would do it. Maybe like say this is like six frames and this is what I want to happen in this
Can do
frame.
a layout, just use stick figures.
Yeah. I don't know. But go ahead. You're right in this plot.
Yeah, so I've almost finished going through the my outline. So once I finish the outline, then I'll start detailing out the panels. And then at some point I want to try and draw like just thumbnail sketch out like the first three pages or whatever.
Yeah. See, that's kind of what I'd like to do, except all my characters would look like Don Martin because that's how I draw characters.
Hey, it's a popular style. The 70s.
Can draw like Mad Magazine Don Martin style, so all my characters would look like that.
That works.
Have the floppy feet and everything.
So it's coming along. My prison.
You got a beginning, middle, and end?
Yeah, I know the whole story. I know everything. I have to know everything. I can't do like one issue and then try
You
and figure
got
out everything.
rid of all of my good plot points, though. Where's my Laurel and Hardy character?
I did. I still have the Laurel and Hardy character. I'm just trying to decide if he's going to be Laurel and Hardy or not.
You're gonna make it more contemporary, like Justin Bieber and something else.
And Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake got a dick in my box. He's walking around. It's those two guys with a dick in
Got my dick in the box. No, I got my dick in the box.
the
We both got our dicks in the box.
See, I just gave another idea. God damn.
You need to come up with some
Ideas.
ideas that I can't get sued over.
No, but isn't there that clause about satire? Like you could get away
Yeah,
with
if it's a
it.
parody.
But I guess if you have a serious tone to this book and you're making a parody off of, I don't know, It's a fine line.
Yeah, I don't know in this case, like with Laurel and Hardy, because it's a character who thinks he's Laurel and Hardy, because that's what they like grew up watching, probably.
Right. I think you'd be okay with that.
So it fits in naturally with the story. And I wouldn't. I'm not including Laurel and Hardy like to bank off their names or anything.
No, we're gonna lose money. What are you talking about?
Get all the Laurel and Hardy fans. The millions of Laurel and Hardy fans.
Well, you know, Three Stooges comic just came out. I got it in my shipment.
Yeah, I assume they bought the rights to that, though.
Yeah. But that's like, that's that. It's not somebody pretending to be the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I'm going to bring out a Laurel and Hardy comic.
No.
Although that'd be cool.
Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he's just crazy. Decisions. I think he'll be them early on. I'm not going to like call out that it's them, but just the mannerisms.
Yeah.
Because that could be anything. If I don't actually use the names, then...
I got to write mine, too. God damn it. Where does time go? I swear. These 10, 12-hour days are just... fucking me up.
Brutal, yeah.
They're brutal. Because then I don't even have, like, if you look at my reading, like what I read over the past couple weeks, I don't even read like what I should be reading, like, because I can't read during the work week. Because I come home, I'm too exhausted. I want to eat. I eat and I go to sleep. Get ready for the next day.
Yeah, that sucks. I've done that before. Luckily, I haven't had to do that in a while, but I remember doing that.
But even if you work a full 8-hour day and you have a commute, that could potentially be 10 hours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could listen to something you like on the way there and back to pass your time, but that's 10 hours out of a 24-hour day. We're getting old. Time's running out. What the fuck?
Yep, you gotta steal time to do what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Sneak it in wherever possible.
All right. Well, let's kick this bad boy off and talk about
all right,
the
Satan.
Devil. Bill has this thing for the devil. You ask him what he wants to watch. He's like, well, let's watch this devil.
Let's watch something about the devil.
So where's this is Satan's Hollow by Josh Brusha, Joe Brusha. He's a regular writer at Zenoscope.
I think he's one of the publishers, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. He writes.
Or is the president?
He writes a lot of their stuff, but I didn't realize he was the president.
Yeah. Well, I think it was he and Ralph Tedesco. Yep. Tedesco,
yeah,
who started the company, I think. Don't quote me on that.
But his Ralph Tedesco, I know who you're talking about. He's not. Oh yeah, he's a VP Film and Television Division.
Yeah, and he writes a lot of their stuff too.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I think it was those two.
Well, so does Pat Shand.
Yeah, Pat Shand's the other
that writes a bunch of the books. So, yeah. Like, I'm a fan. Let's just talk about Zenoscope a little bit. They're a company that gets bashed a lot because of their cheesecake.
Their cheesecake covers.
But there's more to the comic, at least in my opinion, in all of their comics, than just cheesecake. Like, you might get a cheesecake cover, but the interior doesn't have any cheesecake. You know what I mean? That's like what they use to draw people in. They do have a lot of women readers. Like, even at my comic shop, there's like three women I know that go and get like four or five Zenoscope titles. That's what I've heard in other shops too, and other people talk about Zenoscope. They're strong female characters, even though the covers might not indicate that. Mm-hmm. This guy Alan Otero, he's one of their better artists, I think.
Yeah, we should say another thing with Xenoscope is when they cut corners, it's typically with the art.
Yeah.
And so occasionally, or some, you never, I guess you never know when you open one if it's going to be good Xenoscope art or bad Xenoscope art.
It's kind of like Dynamite. If they cut corners, it's art.
Yeah.
Because usually you have, if you look at the, like the creative team on who's writing the Dynamite titles, you'll recognize the names. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of big names.
Yeah.
Over here, they have like four or five key writers. Dan Wicolini, I think, writes up for them. And
mm-hmm.
they've had the guy who does Fly. What, I can't remember his name. You'll see him at cons a lot. He'll come to me. You remember reading Fly, right? About the drug?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Now I'm blanking on his name. It's like a bird. Raven or something?
Raven. Gregory? Raven Gregory, you got it. Yeah. Yeah, so this comic you picked, I bought. I thought it was a... They're usually like 5-issue miniseries. This is 1 of 6.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the art was great. This is a horror title.
Yeah, I love the art, especially like the colors.
Yeah, they did a really good... The colorist did a good job because the first part of the book takes place as they're going into like this sewer tunnel, but it's like an underground tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a really... The colorist does a really good job with like the flashlights and the lighting.
Yeah, and the video screen and stuff.
And we're going to talk about another book that you picked that I don't think did good with the colors and the lighting.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good discussion, I think.
Yeah, so Satan's Hollow. So like Mike said, it starts out in this small town where these two boys are... They're trying to produce their... like a YouTube channel TV show or whatever, or YouTube show, where they're investigating like ghost stories and things.
And they're trying to come up with a name, and it's like, let's be Demon Hunters or something like that.
Yes, the Demon Files.
Yeah, the Demon Files.
So they're going into this one, it's like a building of some sort, isn't it? Like this little tunnel into this building, or this structure, where... I can't remember what they know about it.
It looks like it's like some kind of sewer place or something, though. Like a sewer tunnel in the side of like a... In the middle of a forest, but like... I don't know.
Some kind of water treatment or something?
Yeah, maybe? Water treatment plant or something. It looks...
Like an abandoned one.
Yeah, but it looks like really old because it's like got like a lot of concrete blocks and stuff. Like... It's made up of... I don't know. It's a place where kids go to fuck
and to party,
smoke pot and party, and these kids are like, oh, let's film this. And one of the kids actually gets something on camera. Like, he's like, did you see that? You know, it's like a shadow or whatever. And they get to like where the altar is. Like there's like some sacrificial altar. And then there's some kind of like wolf demon that just starts chasing them, and they can like see it. And they just start running, and only one of the kids escapes. The guy that was filming the shit and excited to be there. The other one was like, maybe we should just leave. That poor kid dies.
Yeah. And the reason they were there is because there's like an urban legend that there was a satanic cult that used to perform rituals in this place.
And it's called, that's why it's like the whole town knows this place is like Satan's Hollow, like because of that. But then the interesting part of this is there's this girl that's coming back
with her and her husband are moving in.
Well, are they married?
I don't remember.
I got the impression that they were just together.
Okay.
Because it sounds like they're starting off like it sounds like they're dirt broke.
Mhm.
And she's like has a lost memory. She doesn't know what the hell's going on. But he wants her to come back to see to help treat her, like to overcome what she was afraid of when she was 3 years old. So she lost her parents in a car crash. You get glimpses of like demons when she touches stuff when she's back in the house. Like there, you know, there's something fucked
It's
up.
just memories. And this was her, the house that she grew up in, right? It's like the family house.
Yeah, it's where it has their family photo and everything, and it just was like vacated and kept in condition. Like they never sold it or anything. It was waiting for her to come back to. And it's probably why the guy wanted to come back here, because it sounds like he wants to find a part-time job. They have like zero money to their
Right, and
account.
she's probably like, "Well, I do own a house," and he's like, "Well, let's go there."
Yeah, because there was one thing is the guy would they actually go the kid looking for the missing kid. Like they're at like a Home Depot, but it's a food depot. They get some groceries, and there's like a bunch of people
Like a
outside,
search
including the
party,
sheriff, a search party saying, "We gotta find this." Was he 13? I
something
think
like
he was
that,
like
yeah.
13-year-old kid. "We gotta find this 13-year-old kid." And they said, "We're new here." And then they said, "Oh, we'd like your help." And then this is the part that's really weird to me though, is they take them to this place where they are, and none of them search the tunnel because they said the police already been there, right? And it's like blocked off. But somehow the guy gets separated from the woman. Like, how would that happen?
How'd they
Because
get separated?
they're like new.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want and you don't they don't like know the people there or anything. You think they would stick together, at least in my opinion. She goes off on her own because she hears a voice behind police crime tape. And it looks like she really legitimately heard a voice, but some police officer steers her away from the site. But I liked it. It's like there's this mystery. I thought it was a good opening. It gave us a lot to come back to. And then there's a mysterious devil worshiper that looks like he's going to open the gate to hell or something.
Yeah, he's gonna make a deal with the demon. Yeah,
I think
it
it's
was good. I liked it a
he's
lot. I thought it was a. I typically like Joe Brusch's stuff. Like, I think he's a good writer. And I really liked the art in this. I thought that it was.
above, way above what I normally see, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
and like I said, the coloring was really nice too. It's like a. It captured the atmosphere perfectly. So yeah, I like that. I recommend it.
And it looks like that one wolf demon is like working with whatever that Satanist is to open up the portal, and he's kind of like promising him heaven, and they like show him a picture with all these naked women
Yes, you will have naked.
as they're looking at the pentagram. So yeah, I liked it.
Me too.
The only thing I thought was odd though is like I think when we if we write our comics we ought to talk to each other to talk about like logic. But like I don't think the guy should have left the girl on her own, especially knowing that she doesn't remember who she is, and you know what I mean? They're on a search party.
Out in the
They're
woods.
new to the area,
It could
out
be
in the wood
danger.
out in the woods, there could be danger. There could be like a serial killer. And he goes off with the search party, and she just goes off on her own. Like, I wouldn't have let her out of my sight. What kind of guy is this? Is he just like leeching off of her to get a house?
He could have been distracted, I don't know. But
I don't
then
think
yeah,
he got
it
distracted.
could have cut back to him like being like whatever her name was, Sandy?
Yeah, like
Where'd Sandy go?
where is she? Like I just turned my head for a second, she's gone.
Yeah, I could see that. Or maybe he didn't care. I don't know.
Wow, Harley's got like a huge bug on her nose. Looks like a mosquito.
Smack it.
And it was alive. What the fuck is that? Where do you get these things from, baby? Did it bite you? It's dead now.
Give her some Psilocybin.
Siloban.
Whatever.
So my mother-in-law got me some Peeps. You know how I
Oh.
like the Peeps?
Yeah, you love the peeps.
But these are, she got me sugar-free Peeps.
Ah, she's
And
sending a message.
on the back, it's got like
She's sending a
a
message.
warning, and it says excessive consumption of polyols may cause stomach discomfort and/or mild laxative effect.
Oh.
And I experienced that.
Wow, they're putting laxatives in peeps now.
Yeah, what the fuck? I guess it's a way to condition me off of it. See? That's what mother-in-laws are for, is like to give you stuff that will either make you shit your pants or make you stop eating bad stuff, right?
Right. She said it's a not a, a non-subtle hint. Here, Mike, have some sugar-free peeps. What are you trying to say?
Well, in all fairness, she did give me some sugar ones too.
Okay. So they put that. So they put that like Oleo. Remember that. They came out with those Doritos with that fat you couldn't absorb.
Oh no, I kind of remember it.
And the side effect was diarrhea.
I heard that those black Whoppers that they had too for Halloween were causing something to that effect.
I can see that changing the color of your poop.
Oh
Like you made a purple poop or not.
yeah, 'cause like if I eat like Frankenberries or blueberries,
Yeah.
it's so much
Your
dye it colors your poop.
pleasure poop. Hey, where's my battery not charging? Son of a bitch.
What battery? Your phone?
No, my computer. There we go.
Plug
Oof.
it in. Plug it in.
It's plugged. It just wasn't plugged all the way. It was just the tip was in, just the tip.
Did
I just put in the tip.
you pull out in time?
So it didn't count because it was just the tip.
There was no penetration.
There's really no penetration at all. Just the tip.
Well, there was one book that I wanted to talk about with you, but you didn't get it yet. Either that or you didn't order it.
I believe I didn't get it yet.
So we will talk about this, but I'm going to briefly mention it because it's kind of interesting.
You can hype me up for it. Get me
This is
excited.
the House of Penance, number one. I want to talk about it more with you because it's really confusing. It's confusing but fascinating, at least for me, because Miss Winchester, I've always been fascinated with. Like, why did she move to San Jose? Why did she build this fucked up house with stairs that lead to nowhere, with doors that don't open into nothing? Why did she make the staff like work 24/7, like to build this house? You know, why was it have so many stories? The earthquake actually reduced it to four stories, but now it's like a tourist attraction. And she lost her daughter at a really young age, you know, historically, and she lost her husband to tuberculosis. And like she, as soon as she lost her husband, she went out east or west and she built this place. And she was so rich, Bill. Like if you look at her backstory, she had so much money. 'Cause what was millions then was like, this was the 1800s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
Holy
crazy.
crap. But this deals with like the macabre, and she seems very like supernatural, like scared of something. There's a scene in here that's just fucking brutal. Like it's sickening. Like I read the cross, so I don't get.
So does this take place in the 1800s or
Yeah,
modern day or?
it takes place as the house is being built.
Okay.
Like I want to tour this house. This house looks amazing. Like if you Google it and you see it, like the artist Ian Bertram, he draws the house like pretty accurately looking. And he like if you were to go look at pictures of it, the architecture is just freaking weird looking. And I like to go visit castles and stuff like that, so I think I would love to see
Yeah, check it
this.
out. Is that the one where there's like stairways to nowhere and stuff? And
yeah.
doors that don't open.
Doors that don't open, and there's mazes, and there's
there
just
wasn't it that
weird.
she's trying to confuse the ghosts or whatever.
Exactly. She believed in the supernatural, and she believes her husband was telling her to protect herself against something. And she really believed in it. The craziness is she left all her money. This isn't in the comic. Nothing I'm really saying is in the comic. It's more like if you go Google or Wiki it. She left her money to her niece, and her niece got rid of all of the furniture. So, like, nothing in there, their furniture-wise, I think, is unique. Like, she auctioned off everything. Eventually, the Winchester Foundation – and the Winchester is the gun. They were rich from making guns.
Gun
yeah, the gun people. Yeah, so – there's a lot of interesting things, and if you ever go to Hearst Castle, this castle I did visit in California, he was a millionaire, you know, from papers and stuff like that back then. But towards the end of his life, he started to do some wacky shit with the architecture and paint stuff like fairy tales and the rooms and stuff like that. They like looked really weird. And this guy was so rich, he had like gold-seated toilet bowls. I mean, you're going to go shit on some gold?
Yeah. Someday, maybe.
But, yeah. Maybe after you publish this comic. You... And that's when you'll get sued by the Laurel and Hardy.
Once my big fat Laurel and Hardy money comes in. Yeah,
yeah, you can think that. But House of Penance is by Peter Tomasi with art by I.M. Bertram. And
Who's
Dave
the publisher?
Dark Horse.
Okay.
And Dave Stewart is the colorist. So he's a big colorist.
He is.
It's creepy.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that one. That's interesting. I find stuff like that interesting as well.
Well, I almost thought I forgot to order it. And I was pissed. But I usually look at like Dark Horse pretty good, and I look for the creators, and I like Peter Tomasi.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty sure I ordered it, but because I was listening to a podcast while I was on the trip at Comics for Fun and Profit, and they have like a weekly, like what's coming out this week that you should look out for.
Mm-hmm.
And they had talked about it in the Winchester House, and I was like, ah, God, I hope I ordered that. Because you know you're not going to walk into a shop and find this.
Find it.
To be honest.
This is Dark Horse, though, so there's a possibility.
No, it's a rare possibility.
Yeah, it's an outlier of
If it's a shop that's big, yeah, you'll see it there. But if it's mostly, like, shops in Colorado Springs, you won't see it there.
Yeah, it depends on the shop, for sure.
Depends on the area you live in. If you're in New York, I'm sure you walk into one of those big shops, it'll have it.
Yeah.
Or in Denver, you walk into like Time Warp, they'll have a copy on the shelf. But that's good stuff. I think you'll like it. I hope I remember it, so when you do get it, we can talk about it. Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff. It's one of those books that raises a lot of questions, or like, what was that doing, you know? That's worth talking about.
Yeah, so they set up a lot of stuff. That's cool.
Made me want to take a trip. Like, if I could get a cheap trip to San Jose and get on this tour, I'd like to go do it. Because I, like, toured the hotel that, you know, where The Shining was made. That was fun.
Yeah, that would be cool.
This one has ghost tours, too. Ghost things. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to look. The only bad thing that I don't like about it is that there was so much more to it, and the earthquake destroyed it.
Yeah, that sucks.
It went from like half the size, like how tall it was, like 8 stories to 4 stories. That sucks.
When was that?
The earthquake?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Was it pre like photos and videos and stuff?
Not sure. I didn't get that far into it, you know.
Curious how much they recorded of the old stuff.
You know how sometimes you read a comic book and there's like historical references and it makes you go Google it?
Yeah.
That's what this is. I always knew about the Winchester House because I feel like there's like a lot of documentaries and stuff, like especially during Halloween about this house. So yeah, it's cool stuff. So that was from Dark Horse. So the next book I think we both you picked. This one I'm glad that we picked it because I have a lot of questions on this one too.
I know which one it's going to be.
Yeah. Go ahead, give it.
The Discipline. Is that the one? From Image Comics, written by Peter Milligan, with art by Leandro Fernandez, and color by Chris Peter. Not Peter Chris.
The guy from Kiss.
Yes, not him. And I'm gonna quickly I'm quickly flipping through it because I want to find the bald.
Well, the look, when she enters the apartment 414, where he's like, come in right away.
It's the coloring.
Why did he do that? Like,
I don't know. Like half of her head has hair and half of it is skin tone.
no,
Even
but
though she has hair.
she looks bald.
On which page?
Like, okay, she enters the room. And it almost looks like she takes her wig off. Like the guy closes the door. She looks bald there. She looks bald in the panel below there where he grabs her hand.
Are you talking about like near the end?
No. The page where he enters room 114. Do you see that? The house that he invites her
Oh,
to.
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
that's.
look, the third panel, she looks bald.
Yeah, she's bald.
The panel below that, she looks bald. And then turn it over. This one's gonna blow you away.
Okay.
The one where she's at the very bottom, where she's like staring at the picture, she looks totally bald. And then the one on the opposite page where he goes sex. This has nothing to do with sex. Look at that, the top of her head.
Yeah, she's half bald.
She looks like one of those old men that is losing his hair,
Male pattern baldness.
like Lou Grant. What happened, Bill?
Just has to be the coloring.
I know it's the coloring,
I
but
know
they.
it's the light. It's the lighting. It's just that's how the light's reflecting off of her
But
bald head.
look at the bottom panel where she yells Orlando, and he says, "Wait." Look how high her forehead goes up. Come on, man. I'm not that.
Yes.
And
Yeah, even on the next page at the top there, she's.
I really didn't like the artist's depiction of freckles. At least that's what I think they are.
Yeah, the freckles. I liked it. Just the little dashes.
They didn't look like freckles to me. They look more like lizard scales. Which could be appropriate due to the opening.
Where she becomes a lizard.
Well, is that a flashback or a flash forward? I don't know. It doesn't say.
No, it was a flash forward because then it starts out. It says the rest of the story is
Oh,
earlier.
earlier. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah.
So it looks like her freckles are scales to me. Maybe that's intentional.
Could be. I liked it. I really liked the art a lot in this.
Well, I'm not. I didn't say I didn't like the art. I don't like the coloring.
Yeah, the coloring.
We were talking about how good the colorist was for the Zenoscope book.
Yeah.
The coloring is horrible in here.
I don't think it was horrible, but
It's
yeah,
horrible.
the baldness. And I do remember when I was reading that because I remember I flipped with the first page where like the side of her head is bald, and I said, I don't remember that she had a like shaved head on the That's what it looks
The
like.
whole baldness threw me out of this story. Not because I'm against bald people. I want to make sure this is. Because in this story, she could have been like when I first read the first panel where she looked bald, I'm like, maybe she had cancer and she was wearing a wig. I actually thought this.
Yeah.
And I kind of went back to say, is there any mention of cancer I just missed? Or, You know, she getting like a chemotherapy that make her lose her hair or something. And then I realized, was her hair so tied back, like so tight
So
that it
tight
looks
that you can't see it
small.
anymore.
And then, but I was already like so into the bald head that I couldn't concentrate on what was going on. Because it's one thing if she started off bald or became bald through the course of the story, but it's another thing when the colorist fucks up the way she looks. He doesn't fuck up the face like she he's she it's always consistent. And I don't know what the lighting is in this building, but it's got to be fucking dark. Maybe that's why he was, in other words, the room is pitch dark and all the only light is coming in from the blinds, like from outside. Is
Right.
that what they're trying to do?
I think it is, but I don't know why. I mean, you'd still be able to. I don't know why it would change her hair color to be the same color as her skin. Like, there'd still be some color there, right? He could have
Yeah.
just made it, like, a little lighter.
Little red. All he has to do is put like red there. 'Cause she's like a redhead.
Yeah. Yeah, I understood the point of it, but. Yeah, this one panel, it's like the side of her head is like, it looks like the side of her head shaved. Which is fine, but it doesn't match it, the rest of the story.
No, because like earlier when she's in the tub, she has lots of hair. And I guess she like gets out of the bathtub and ties it back into a bun, like
And
one of the a hair,
yeah, and shaves
and
it
she
all
shaves it
off.
all off. But I don't think she would do that if she was going to this building to have sex with this guy. She'd
Show
show
up
up
with her head,
bald.
bald head. Hi there. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know you were, had a chemotherapy or were sick. Oh no, I just decided to shave my head before I came over. Just not my whole head, just parts of it.
There's a lot to talk about, like that I want to post on to see. People need to see what we're talking about here and make a judgment call. Because she does look bald.
She absolutely looks bald in some of these pictures, yes.
And to me, she's not a very likable character. Like, at the beginning,
I
kind
liked
of,
her.
because she's like going to try to help her mom out and give them money, but her sister's like, fuck you, take your money, we don't want it, you know, get out of here. But she's there to try to help her mom with like the doctor bills and
Yeah, because her
stuff.
mom's sick.
But the sister doesn't want her help because
Yeah.
she's a very educated person. She has masters in English and blah blah blah, and she married somebody really really wealthy.
Right.
Really wealthy. And
Yeah, it
he's
looks like
sounds like he's always
she grew up
on.
kind of like white trash, and then she's risen above that, and
But she married into it.
but she was also doing, it says she was doing well on her own. I mean, she was making a good salary.
Yeah, 100,000 a year, which is
Yeah.
good. Sounds like she was making bank, but she married this guy
Then she married a super rich guy.
and she didn't, it sounds like she didn't like how she doesn't have any love for him. Like currently, she's like not satisfied sexually at all.
Right. Well, because he's always gone
She does
off
a
on
Daryl Taylor
business.
and just tosses off like one of the scenes. She actually goes to a museum to look at artwork to get horny.
Don't know if she was looking at to get horny. She was just looking, she was at the art gallery.
I think she's looking at to get horny. Even the guy points it out to her.
And then, so this guy seduces her in the art gallery. Well, he doesn't really seduce her. He like touches her.
Orlando.
Orlando touches her down below, right there in the art gallery.
Yeah.
And then she has a dream about
I
doing it
really
with
don't
a
like the
werewolf.
freckles interpretation. I really don't like them. Because to me, it looks like she's got a hairy chest.
I like the
Like the
there
hairy
it
chest? You like. I now I know you're into bald women with hairy chests.
goes.
That's pretty arousing
Something about the
for
combination works for me.
you. The artist is not bad. I just don't.
I love the art.
I think he was a good artist. He draws a sexy woman. He draws good demons.
You just don't like the freckle. Well, the only thing you didn't like about the artist is the
Freckle
freckles.
interpretation. Everything else is fine. Because she's not. She's like. How could you say? Her like body is like kind of like the librarian woman you'd find at the library, like the stereotypic librarian. At least that's what she reminds me of. She's got the glasses, she's got
Yeah, she's like hot librarian.
hot librarian, but not like overly hot. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like normally looking librarian.
Oh, she got a smoking body though.
Yeah.
And she's naked a lot in this book.
Yeah, getting fucked by demons.
Lots of demon fucking.
Doggy style. And getting spit on.
Yeah, spit in her face. That was weird.
Yeah. It looks like they're creatures from another. There's a war going on. At least that's what I get for.
Yeah, it seems like a war that's been going on for like centuries.
And somehow this guy Orlando needs her or her sister, for some reason I don't understand yet, to fight this war.
Right, they're
Like,
trying to recruit her in onto their team, but
yeah.
their team seems to be there's some kind of creature,
Yeah, they
like
look
they're
like a
lizard
lizard
creature.
people. Yeah, and maybe that's what the freckles. Maybe the freckles have some other meaning that I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Because
maybe that's why he selected her.
to me they look like scales. In the opening scene, she kind of looks like scaly. Even look at her thigh and her calf when she's on her knees. Oh, there's dick in this book too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised you didn't mention it.
I was distracted by the pubic hair
What pubic hair?
on her.
Okay, I'm missing it. Is that when she's hanging upside down?
No, in the dick scene.
I don't see pubic hair. Oh, wow, there's pubes there. I see it. I didn't notice it. I just saw ass.
Oh, yeah, that's near the
Wow, that's attention to detail, Bill. You were really probing around
You're
that
I
area, weren't
tried to. And you were distracted by the scales.
I was. Well, I noticed the dick immediately. I don't know what that says about me. And I saw the scales, but I was looking at the ass because it's like pointing north. I did not notice the bush. That's interesting. I did notice the bush when she was hanging upside down, like the beef. Do you see it?
Yeah, when she's being slaughtered.
Yeah.
She has a vision of herself in the slaughterhouse.
But the scene is weird because he finally inv she like she's horny as fuck. She like wants to fuck this guy so bad. She go like her husband must be gone all the time. She meets him at this
Apartment.
apartment, and this apartment is not even his apartment. He's like, get in real quick, because we don't want the neighbors to see. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He says, like, I broke in here. But I don't think he broke in there, because there's this
Yeah, the painting on the wall.
the painting on the wall that's usually like that medical symbol. What is that famous symbol with all the arms and the legs?
It's like Da Vinci or something, isn't it?
Yeah, Da Vinci. They use it like for medical things too. Like, I don't know why. But it actually, in one scene, he pulls her against the wall as he's undressing her, and that painting comes alive. Like, it starts to hold her back.
It holds her arms.
So, like, I think if you're like sensitive to rape and stuff, and like we all don't like it and stuff, but this book has elements of it. At least in that context. And
Yeah.
then when the demon crashes through the window coming after Orlando, like he's the stalker, our enemy. The demon stalker that comes through there, that's when he spits on her and starts humping her doggy style until she's able to escape. But I don't understand that, because she's pinned against the wall, and then is she like imagining that the demon's humping her doggy style, because she's still pinned against the wall by that painting when
well, I think
the demon's there.
Yeah, I think the werewolf guy must have, the demon guy must have grabbed her off the wall.
And then put her back on the wall?
I don't think he put her back on the wall, did he?
Well, no, turn the page when, okay, I can't believe we're discussing this. Okay, there's a scene where there's the doggy style and she's going,
Yeah, I see the doggy style with the demon.
Okay, yeah. And then turn the page.
Yeah.
She's back on the wall.
No, she's on the floor.
No, she's not. The thing's holding her is on the wall. Look at his face. It's right above her face. It looks like she's got spunk all over her face. I didn't notice that before. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So she's imagining the doggy style.
Yeah. And she's got... oh, no, that's spit. That's his spit. That can't be his spunk.
No, he spits on her. Well, he spits on her, and then the spit, like...
makes her drugged and
yeah,
thinks
makes
she's
her hallucinate.
Fucked.
Yeah, makes her hallucinate.
But she's still trapped by that wall thing. She
and then she snaps
escapes
out of it, yeah, and breaks free and throws the guy through the window.
But what did the guy Orlando do during that whole time? Nothing.
Yeah, Orlando like took off.
he's like reading a book in the next room.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's like, man, he's a dick.
And he's like pointing he's like throwing, like picking juice into his eyeball so he could turn back to a lizard person. And then he, like, when he does that, he puts that drug into his eyeball. He eventually shows up on this, like, Greek-looking Olympia in front of three lizard gods.
Actually, now that I look at it, in that one panel, when she breaks free, it's actually Orlando pushing the other guy out the window.
No, it doesn't look like that to me.
Well, you can see the lizard, because you can see his lizard tail.
What the...
And he's jumping on the werewolf guy.
Oh.
Because it looked like she was throwing
him. I interpreted it like she threw him out.
That's what it looked like because of her arm, but it looks like Orlando, like, dove with him out the window.
That was interesting. So I think you like this one a little bit more than I did, but I still gave it a 4 out of 5. So even though there was two things, there was some confusing panels. There was the freckles looked weird to me, but maybe that was intentional because she looks like a lizard. And then the baldness really threw me for a loop. But I knew it wasn't baldness after I kept reading. But then I kept looking at each page, and I'm like, God damn, why is she look bald? Why is
she bald? And I did notice that, because the first time I saw it, I said, I didn't realize that she had, like... I saw that, and I was trying to figure it out, and the only thing I could interpret it as is that she had, like, shaved hair underneath her, like... You know, some women have, like, longer hair and then shaved underneath?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't remember that. But then the bald spot kept moving around. I'm like, oh, I think it's just the light. Especially when the bald part was on top of the head, because that's a weird way to shave your head.
Well, it makes me want to read number 2, because number 2's out. And I have no clue where this is going, other than I know a war's building up.
Yeah, she's going to be joining their side at some point.
I will say, though, that there was a lot of controversy about putting this image onto an Emerald City Comic-Con badge. I don't know if you saw...
No, which image?
The cover.
Oh, the cover image?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's getting her clothes ripped off by a...
Demon?
Demon.
In this case... She looks like she's into it, though. It's weird. Not on the cover.
Yeah, on
but
the cover, she's not into it.
In the book. But I'm going to stick around for this one. That's for sure.
She was into the dude. I don't think she was into... But that was... We determined that she was just hallucinating that, though.
But I do find it really weird that she was going to this museum every day and looking at a painting that had a demon on it.
Yeah, she was drawn to it for some reason.
It was a demon having sex with a woman.
Yeah, it was the demon that attacked her, too. So she was obviously being drawn to... I mean, he chose her for a reason, and she was already being drawn to these creatures, so there's something about her, I guess, that's drawing her to them. Whatever that might be. And it might be because she has scales for freckles.
But you liked them. You thought so maybe they were cute.
Yeah, that turns me on.
And the hairy chest.
Yeah, hairy chest.
Like, yes!
Bald, smooth, bald head.
But like even with freckles, to me a freckle is more circular than a line.
It's an artistic representation of a freckle. Because on the cover, they're more circular.
And that's a pretentious-ass answer.
Pretentious freckles.
That is a pretentious-ass
answer. How's that a pretentious answer?
I would expect no less from you.
Because on the cover, they're more circular. So obviously, that's just how the artist chose to represent them in the book.
Yeah. They look like freckles on the cover. Except she's only got freckles on her nose and her one side of the cheek because they're so busy with the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting washes out the other ones. There's a powerful, powerful light in this book.
There is.
The light washes out all color.
And now that I look at, now that I'm revisiting the pages for a second look, I think that room is like totally dark and there's a lot of light coming in from the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the colorist was directed to do. Either that or it was the colorist's interpretation of what was in the room.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine they give the colorist the script. I would imagine.
Yeah, because you'd have to know if it's night or day or the description of the room and stuff. Yeah, because if you didn't have the script, if you didn't have the script, you'd be like, I guess this panel is during the day.
With lots of light. Peter Milligan's I really like his stuff. I'm a fan.
He's been around a long time.
I think he's gonna stick this landing. I know a lot of people, some of the reviews I heard, they didn't like it because they thought it was like a rape sexual thing. But in this case, I think there's elements of that, but I don't know. I have to read more to see what's happening here.
Yeah, I could see that interpretation, but yeah.
A bald, hairy chest lady, so you're all over this.
Yeah, I didn't pick it up as much, but I mean, I'm the male, so
yeah,
not as perhaps as sensitive to it. But we did interpret. We did just figure that one was a.
Well, now I understand. Imagining. Now I understand the page, because the page threw me off. Because the first time I read it, I thought the demon crashed through the window and then started raping her.
That's a bit, yeah, so but, did I. And then Orlando, disappeared.
Then Orlando disappeared. But really, now that I look at it a second time, it's what we said. It's like spit on her face caused her to hallucinate. So yeah. She really did get spit. She hallucinated while she was still, well, the picture was still holding
her against the wall.
And then Orlando threw that other demon out the window.
Right.
Like, he went into his demon form. That he had a tail and everything, threw him out the window, and then he went to go stick something in his eye so he could go to this other realm, right?
Like something that was a little confusing, yeah.
he needed to talk to the lizard gods, and that was the only way that he could. At least that's right. How I'm interpreting it.
Yeah, he tripped. So we could go talk to the lizard gods.
Yeah. But yeah, it was interesting. I hope there's I don't know what's going to happen in the next book, but I hope there's no that weird baldness thing going, because it does throw me. Because she's not bald.
Solve the baldness problem.
All he had to do is just add a few lines and color it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that her hair's tied back. Like, I get the idea.
This is really bothering you, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be tied back to, like, where her cowlick is, right? I mean, all the way back there. Good Lord. So that was the discipline. I keep calling it the disciple. I know.
So I kept writing that disciple.
I've written disciple like five times.
It's so when I send it to you, like later, I was like, when I was putting it in my spreadsheet, I was like, I wrote disciples, and I'm like, wait, that's another book, disciples. Yeah. Well, I already had disciples in my spreadsheet. I'm like, oh, did I send them the wrong book?
The other thing I noticed is I have a hard time spelling discipline. I guess I never.
Oh, right. I suck. I'm terrible. I can't spell that word.
Can't spell that word. So, like, I thought it was missing from my database. I was like, I can't find it. Search for this. What the fuck? It's not there. So those were some comics. What else? We didn't pick any others, but what else you got? You had to have read a trade. Because you're a trade waiter.
I am a trade waiter. I'll have to look to see what trades I read. I don't know if I read any. I'll have to pull up my file.
Any more issues?
I did read... Oh, here, I think you read this one, too. I read the Shield number one.
Oh, yeah, I did read that. I'm glad you reminded me, because I didn't take credit for that.
This is one I've had it for a while. I just never got around to reading it.
This one has some shipping problems. Good Lord.
Does it?
It was resolicited 3 times. Like this one that we finally got was the 3rd resolicit.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So
I do remember that.
Horrible shipping. I mean, coordination, at least from an editorial perspective, and scheduling perspective.
And I wonder why, because this is written by, I don't have it in front of me.
Christopher something. I'll put it, I'll bring it up.
Here it is. And whatever, what is his name? Chuck, is that his name? Yeah, Chuck Wendig and Adam Christopher, who are both writers, like book writers.
Is Wendig the guy that writes all those independent books? I'm thinking of Wiz... The comic book. I can't remember what that's called. Adam Christopher is listed as the writer. And David Williams is the artist. I don't know which cover I got either. None of them look familiar. I think I got cover one. Just the standard cover. I think I ordered 1D the first time because it looked like a retro movie cover. It looked amazing. And then when it was resolicited again, I picked it again. And when it was resolicited the 3rd time, I forgot. that's what fucking happens when this bullshit happens.
So you end up with getting the wrong cover. So this is one of the Dark Circle books. So it's one of Archie Comics' reboot of the old... who originally published these?
Archie.
of the old Archie books.
Yeah, Archie's always published them, but it used to be called Red Circle. But I think it was originally Archie, and then they later on licensed it out, and were called Red Circle, and this is the Dark Circle.
Yeah, so it's come back, and now it's Dark Circle.
I really the thing about
because
Dark
it's a
Circle,
it's a darker take, right?
It's a darker take, and there's cussing and more violence.
Mm-hmm.
You'll especially notice that in Hangman, and then probably Black Hood, and then The Shield. Those are the only three, right?
I thought there was one other one. Maybe it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it was the Fox. The
Yeah,
Fox
the
doesn't
Fox.
belong there. It has a lighter tone. Like it doesn't have a dark tone. At least what I've read so far. But I think these books are really good. Like I think it's a really good launch. I think that it suffers from shipping, and Archie can't get their fucking act together. Their books are really, really good, at least in my opinion. Like I'm really digging their books. But like you'll see like the superhero stuff every other month or every other month, like solicited. And then you'll see Archie every now and then, like Archie and Jughead, and then you won't see them for 2 months. And then Afterlife with Archie is like a shipping nightmare, along with the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
It all started when that Kickstarter thing happened. Like they were trying to get, it's like they were trying to do more than what they had. In other words, they were trying to, like comics, you have to pay for them to get published before you can make bank on them. And it's like they had a plan to do more books and they didn't have the money for it. So they said, let's do a Kickstarter. And then they got all that flack. And now they're doing it as they can, you know, like.
Yeah. So what was the, I don't remember the resolution of that. Did they pull the Kickstarter?
They pulled the Kickstarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause people said, what the hell, your Archie Comics Kickstarter is supposed to be for.
They were asking for a ridiculous
yeah,
amount.
Yeah. People who want to, you know, young kids who have an idea and want to get it together and put something out there, not for a big company to try and save itself.
And I might be a cruel like Kickstarter supporter, but I expect value in my Kickstarter. Do you know what I mean? I don't expect.
Yeah,
to
me
see,
too. I
don't
do as
expect
well.
To see that I get. I pay. I don't want to pay
$25 for
$25 for
single
one
issue.
for one comic, and then see it solicited later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, where you could
get
it for.
Then I could get it for
$3.
Less than that on DCBS discount.
Yeah.
So like at least with the Kickstarters that I support, I know I'm getting the book for. I've been burned on two books. Other than that, I think I've gotten value for what I put forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been burned by a couple.
One of the best one of the best Kickstarters I've ever supported was Robert Atkins. Like I've only seen digital copies of that book. But my reward level was I paid like $30 for $50 of DCBS credit. It was
okay.
Like amazing. It was like the best like bang for the buck. It was like a huge coupon for DCBS, and I couldn't pass that up.
Yeah. But you didn't even get the – did you get the book as well or no?
I think I got the digital copies.
Okay.
But that was just a reward level that had an extreme payback, and there was only one of them. I just happened to jump on right away.
Yeah, you just happened to get it.
I was like, how come nobody else grabbed this? I was like, this is like – maybe they're not DCBS customers. Maybe they're a little hesitant to sign up for something like that, you know?
Yeah, it could be that they didn't know what it was or whatever.
But the ones I'm always impressed with is Palmiotti and Grace. Like I always feel I get my money's worth. I always feel that I get it ahead of when they publish it at Image, if they do publish it, you know, like year.
Yeah, that's the other
advance.
Advantage is that you'll get it earlier than you would have normally.
Yeah.
You know it's kind of funny though about that DCBS thing. It's like you saved whatever $20 or $25.
I made $20. By buying the Kickstarter.
I know, but it's just funny that you save $20 off DCBS, which is like a drop in the bucket of how much you spend at DCBS.
You didn't need to say that to our listeners, you bastard. It is a drop in a bucket, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
True.
20 bucks could buy all my Archie comics that month. So there you go.
That's funny. So, so the Archie, you're saying, so they said, okay, fine, we can't do this Kickstarter. That just means don't expect us to be able to publish a lot of books every month. Yeah.
That's pretty much the way they said it. Like, they had plans for, like, a Kevin Keller. I don't know if you jumped off these books, Bill, but I think they're, like, the best bang for your buck for $3.99 right now. Like, Jughead and Archie, I love
the newer, the new one.
Oh, I love the new ones, and I love their strategy. I find their strategy, like, brilliant, because they publish the new story.
Mm-hmm.
And then they publish an article where Mark Waid talks about, like, historically, like, something from the 40s, which I'll talk about later because I want to talk about Archie. And then they publish the Golden Age story. And these Golden Age stories are awesome. I almost like them. For me personally, I almost like them better than the first story. Just from you know how I like history and stuff? I just love these stories. Like, I love reading how Reggie became an asshole, or like how, like, in the Golden Age, Veronica was introduced. Like, I love that. I love how they do that. This is great stuff. So let's talk about the Shield.
Yes, the Shield.
So this book looks like there's a lot of legacy stuff, just like the Hangman. The Hangman
mm-hmm.
has legacy, like from one, like, a decade. There might be one Hangman. There might be another decade. Well, it looks like this one, this Shield character goes back to, like, 1776, and her spirit is either Trent. She looks a lot like this current girl who shows up in the District of Columbia with no memory of she is. So it could be the same character that just shows up from decade to decade and doesn't remember her history, or it could be different.
She does die, right?
Yeah, she does die by.
So she must be. She's getting reincarnated, but yeah, for some reason has the same face.
Yeah, she could be reincarnated into a different woman every time with the same face. But this cop is, like, helping her. She's arrested. And she's like, hit me. And then she lets her escape. And she does escape and then gets... I didn't think she died. Because when they show her in 1776, she's getting strangled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She gets caught, like, as a spy. And she's getting strangled as a redcoat. And then,
well,
later,
I thought she had, like, a flashback of, like...
Well, she has a flashback, and then the scene switched where she's strangling the red coat. Do you see? Like, when she's hit by the car,
yeah,
she has a flashback. This flashback tells me that she has all this incarnations of herself, because she's strangling the red coat. She's destroying a tank, it looks like, in one war. And then she's in Vietnam with the helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's on a plane elsewhere. Like, she gets hit by a car and starts to have memories of who she is and what's going on. And there's this secret organization that knows she exists and's after her. And it looks like he's got some kind of, like, magical thing going on with him. Because in one scene, he's talking like a normal human being. And then in another scene, it's like they changed the color of the dialogue box to black, indicating right. that he's some
evil.
Kind of demon or something, or possessed by something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something magical. Is when they do that, I always think of magic. I don't know why. But he's after her, and she's having a bunch of flashbacks, and I think it's a good intro. And there's this cop that's out to help her.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. The reason I thought she died is because she has that one where she starts remembering things. She says, like, after she sees the flag, that it, like, triggers something in her, and she starts to remember, and she says, I remember dying. Oh, boy, do I remember dying. And she remembers, like, all the times she died. But you're right. Maybe she actually didn't die and then just comes back to life or something.
Yeah. Did something happen? What did I miss? You were screaming? Why? What happened? Oh, Daryl's on the phone. Oh, I thought it was Carl. I was like, what does Carl want me to stop recording?
Tell Daryl you're busy.
Tell Daryl I'm busy. Yeah, so that was a good Archie comic. And then I got... Go ahead.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed that one.
The art was good, too. Like, I thought it was great. Very realistic looking art style. It's pretty cool. Hang up so I could get breakfast, woman. God damn. It's already fucking 10 o'clock. Son of a bitch. You see how I do that, Bill? Did you learn something?
I'm taking notes.
Did you take that?
I want my breakfast. Son of a bitch. So yeah, was the other Archie comic?
Oh, the other Archie is I read Archie 3 and 4. 3 was the last issue with Fiona Staples, and 4 was Amy Wu, okay. who finished the lipstick incident. Did you read Archie, Mark Waid and Fiona?
Or did I don't you not think read it? I got the first one, but I don't know if I actually ever read it.
And you didn't order the trade. What is the matter with you?
Was the trade solicited?
I don't know if in the trade if they have the same structure though. Like if they don't have that, if they don't have backups. That gold, the Golden Age stuff backups. The thing
don't.
Is, there's like a lot of story. There's like a lot of story with Archie. Like you. That's why I say you get your $3.99. You get the first story. You get the Mark Waid intro into the Golden Age story. Like I learned something new. Like I didn't know that Abe Vigoda, you know, Fish, he had – his brother was an Archie artist in the 40s, and he pretty much drew Archie comics into the 70s before he died of diabetes and stuff.
Oh, and that was in Wade's article?
Yeah. So he was an artist, and he had a unique art style because he made the guys, like, really cartoony, but the girls had more of a – realistic look. So
what was his name?
Let me see. Abe Vigoda's brother. It was Vigoda, obviously. That was in the latest issue, number 7.
I'm going to grab my Archie 1000 page comic digest because I think that had is that the one that had old stories? No,
is,
maybe not.
Is Bill Vigoda. So, like, it has his artists. He actually was drafted into World War II, Bill Vigoda, and he couldn't go to the war because of his medical conditions. Whatever they, he didn't say what they were, but he couldn't pass, like, I guess, certain medical tests to send him off to war. So while other people went off to the war, he had to stay behind and he drew comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he died in the 70s. And it's like fascinating stuff like this. It's like you get to learn that like Pops like knows all the stuff that's happening in Riverdale, and he like keeps it secret. Like that's amazing to me. Like Archie needs to figure out what Reggie's doing, and he won't give him, but he'll give him a little hint on what he needs to do because. Reggie, I didn't realize that Reggie was pretty like the one of the rich kids that in Riverdale before Veronica got there, and Mr. Lodge like owns the city now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pretty well to do, and now he's like, your father owns a newspaper. Pfft, you know, what is that? But the other thing that was heartbreaking is Wade writes Betty like the perfect girl. Like, yeah, she might be a little tomboy. She might know how to fix cars and do all this stuff. But she's like extremely likable. Like, you're like, man, this girl is the shit. Like, and to break up over this lipstick incident to me was a little shallow. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want. Do I want to spoil the lipstick incident? But Archie and Betty have been like best friends since they were kids. Like, we're taught they do everything together, and then they started going out, and then her friends would. There's some Riverdale girls that tried to get her to look more like a girl by giving her makeup and stuff. And Archie didn't like that. And I guess Betty took it as a offensive, you know, like, oh, I can't look like a girl and, you know, you'll appreciate me as much as you did. So, yeah, it was kind of strange. But I love this book. To me, Archie is like 5 out of 5. And also the Jughead book is amazing. Highly recommend the Jughead book by Chip Zdarsky and Erica Henderson.
Yeah, I don't remember if I ever read that one. I don't think I read the Jughead one.
Why are you missing this stuff, man?
I'm sleeping on it. Well, I think I read Archie number one. I thought it was okay. I wasn't blown away by it.
Oh, I just love it. Was Abe, was not Abe Vigoda, was Bill Vigoda in that volume? Did you look?
I don't know. No, I don't know where it is. Oh, in the one? No, he's not. No, I have one that has like really old Archie stuff in it, but I don't remember what book it's in. I don't remember where it is. I thought it was in that one, but it wasn't in that one. It was in something I have. Because I remember because it has like the old style Archie.
Yeah, and face. Jughead came from a real rich background too, and now he's poor. Like he, something like, you know, his father lost all the money kind of thing, you know? So that's why he's always like begging for a burger. But they write like in the current series, they write Jughead like he really knows what the fuck he's doing, like big time. Hmm. And then I read some old Archie. So I was in an Archie mood. The Hangman is brilliant by Frank Terry. Because they're introducing heaven and hell, like heaven and hell, like barters with this supernatural being called the Hangman, and they got like a really asshole to be the new Hangman. He's like a hitman that's killed like hundreds of people before,
mm-hmm.
and is emotionless to it. But he loves his family, and like when he's in hell, and they're like, well, you're going to be the new Hangman. He's like, fuck you. You can torture me all you want. You could do whatever you need to do to me. I don't give a shit. And then he says, well, it's not what we're going to do to you. It's what we're going to do to your family. And then he shows them like a hitman near his family. And he's like, I got to go back. So he comes back as the hitman. I mean, as the Hangman. But it's really fascinating because there's like demons and angels and all this stuff that I've never seen, at least personally, in the Hangman mythos, and I really like it. And there's legacy there like there is with S.H.I.E.L.D. So I've read Hangman number 2 and 3, and I think they're really, really good. They're the most violent ones of the Dark Circle books.
Cool. I read the first one, but I didn't really care for it that much. Maybe it got better in 2 and 3. Or maybe it works. You read them all like in a chunk, didn't you?
No, I read one like when you did. Previously. I think we talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
I think we did. And I liked it. And then because of shipping schedules again, I kind of lost track of it because it's been like 6 months, maybe 8 months since number one. And we only have 2 and 3. And I read 2 and 3 back to back. And okay. And they were fantastic. And I like the art. I like the art. Who's the artist on there? Hangman. It is Felix Ruh, or Ruix. That's weird. They spelled it wrong in my database. One says Ruix and one says Ruiz, Ruiz. So it's probably Ruiz and just is a misspelling. I got to look it up and then fix it in my database.
Correct the database, get some credits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they give you credits. Maybe they'll give you $20.
No, they give you points. I don't know if they mean anything, but like if you log into like it
shows you your points.
Yeah, it shows you your points.
Do you get points for every comic you put in, like of your own collection?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be have a lot of points.
Yeah.
You could buy the company. Let me see. I did. Oh, I did read a couple traits.
Are you okay?
I'm dying. Let me drink a sip of water.
Maybe it's the tree pollen.
Where's my Claritin? Damn it, woman!
Where is the Claritin? I don't see it anywhere. What'd you do with it?
So I read something that
I'll let you take that one if you want. I'll take this one.
Did you get a Claritin?
I am now.
She's
right in front of my face, and she always says I look like a man. Like, don't look half ass. I don't move things around. Like, she tells me, go get this out of the fridge. And then I'll say, I can't find it. And I don't realize I have to move, like, five or six things
out of the way.
Yeah.
Yes, I have that problem, too, sometimes. I guess I look like a man.
Mm-hmm.
We look like men, Mike.
That's right.
We have hairy chests.
Hairy chests. And bald heads.
And bald heads.
So, did you read anything else?
Yes, I did read a couple of trades. One of them, I'll just mention quickly. It's one that I wasn't really into it after the first issue, but the library had the first volume, so I decided to pick it up. And I know it's one that you, because it's one that you continue to like. The Woods Volume 1 I read.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
James Tynion the Fourth. And I liked it. I liked
the characters are great.
The story more in the trade, I guess.
It's a great they introduce. I thought you liked it when we reviewed it, though.
I thought it was okay. I wasn't that into it.
Well, did you mark it? Did you read number one and say if you liked it or not? Where in your spreadsheet?
Let me pull up my spreadsheet. I don't think so. I think that was I think that was prior to spreadsheet. But let me check.
I thought we both loved this thing.
No, I don't have it in there.
God dang it.
We'll have to go back and listen to the episode.
You're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it. I said you can do that.
And I'm going to just accuse you of lying. And this means that you don't even know how. You just don't know how to use your system. It's bullshit. You need to switch to a monthly basis comics. That's what you need to do.
I should.
Your
it's
system
too late
is
now. It's too
so
late.
Broken. You don't even know what you like anymore.
It's too late for that. I don't have any room for any more comics. I think so. Here's what I think I might have to do. I might have to switch from short boxes to long boxes.
No.
I don't have any room.
You will regret that. You're turning into an old man. You're not going to be able to lift this
lift
shit
up
much longer. You got 10 more years of lifting long boxes. And then
that's true. That's actually a good point.
Trust me, this I can't do a long box without Barb's help now. I'm old as shit.
The sad.
Yeah, but I bag and board. I don't like just throw floppies in there like you do.
I don't just throw my floppy around.
Yeah, you do.
I protect it.
You protect your floppy in a pair of pants?
I protect my floppy.
In some tight
I don't board though. I don't board. I don't board to keep my comics stiff like that. Yeah, that does add to the weight though. The boards. A lot of weight.
A lot, especially if they're halfbacks. If they're fullbacks, it's even worse. I only use Mylar now. Matter of fact, god dang, eGerber pisses me off because they're like old school. You have to call in your orders.
I know. Why can't they just put a PayPal button or a PayPal button?
so I could pay. I would love to order when I can order, and then I have to order between the hours of 8 and 3 Eastern Standard Time. Come on.
Yeah, and there's enough merchant sites out there that they could hook up with something that takes whatever, 3% or whatever.
I've been going through 1,000 in 2 months, maybe 3 months. I got to order another 1,000. I'm out.
Where do all your new comics go? Basement?
No, bedroom.
You have room still in there?
Every room has comics. Ask Barb.
You got to take a video tour of your house one day.
The kitchen is a mess now because I was gone for 2 weeks and I had to open up 2 DCBS orders. And my DCBS order, I would say, is way bigger than anybody else's than I know. I don't know anybody who gets a bigger order. Because I get all Marvel, all DC, all Dynamite. I mean, I get a good portion of Zenoscope. I get IDW, at least 60% of it. I mean, I get a lot of shit. All Valiant, everything.
I know. You get a lot.
Archie. No doubt. We talked a lot about Archie.
You're crazy.
I am. But Archie's great. I love Archie as a palate cleanser, especially when you're reading something so dark. You know,
it's good. No, there's definitely a need for variety, so I can understand that completely.
Okay, but
that's why I read all the old stuff, like the Little Lulu and Nancy and stuff.
Yeah, they're good palate cleansers, especially when we delve into a lot of post-apocalyptic and horror and stuff like that.
Yeah, you need something on the lighter side.
Superheroes, dark superhero stuff. You need something lighter side.
Speaking of lighter side, I'm currently reading the pitiful. What's it called? Pitiful Lizard Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pitiful Lizard Trade. That is a great light book. Lighthearted, fun book. Pitiful Human Lizard. That's it. I'm quite enjoying it. From Jason Liu. Highly recommend that if you see it like at a con or something. Pick that one up. It's a fun kid getting superpowers and trying to figure out how to deal with them story.
Is it funny or is it just lighthearted?
It's lighthearted.
Kind of like Invincible but not dark.
Yeah, exactly. So it's him trying to figure out how to use his powers, getting into trouble, but nothing too dark or serious. Hmm. At least not yet. And one of his friends is the Majestic Rat, who can control. He can control animals.
What is the Pitiful Lizard's powers?
He starts out with no powers because his father was actually the Human Lizard.
Yeah.
Because his father worked in a glue factory or something like that, and he came up with this cool new glue that allowed him to stick to walls. So he took on his father's persona. But mm-hmm. then in this story, he ends up getting healing powers. So that's his superpower. And then there's a couple other super people in the town as well. And it all takes place in Toronto, so.
There you go.
So it's cool to see.
I read my first Canadian book too. Forgot to mention it.
From Chapter House Comics?
Yeah, Captain Canuck. I read all new, all classic Captain Canuck, number zero. And I liked it. I added it to my pool.
Cool.
Like I needed to do that, but
yeah, you're
like a hole in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, so Pitiful Human Lizard, I recommended. Especially if you want something lighter. It's a good one. It's really well done. You can tell the guy who's doing it is having fun doing it, so.
Did you wanna say anything about the woods? Other than you liked it?
No. I liked it.
You liked it, but did you like it well enough to continue it, or is it more like a library thing?
Well, even if it's a library thing, I'm curious to see where it goes from here. So it interested me enough to make me want to continue reading it. To see what happens to these kids, even though most of them are jerks.
Well, I wanted to talk about one Kickstarter. Sex and Violence Volume 2 by Palmiotti and Justin Gray.
Ah, of course.
And we have artwork on the first story by Romina Morinelli. And man, she draws good. On the second story, we have artwork by Rafa Garas. And on the third story, we have artwork by Vanessa Del Rey, which I love. Mm-hmm. Love Vanessa Del Rey. The first story is really, really, really weird and really, really sexual. It's about this mother that looks like she's pretty sexy. She's like trailer lives in a trailer with her daughter, her older daughter, who might be like 17, 16, maybe 16. And she like just brings men to the trailer and has sex with them while her daughter's in the room watching TV. Like in the, she'll go to the bedroom, which in this trailer, and the daughter's out there, and then she leaves to go to work. And then her daughter, who has a cast on, tells this guy, you know, do you want some pancakes? I can make you pancakes. And she asks him while he's in the shower. And she's being, like, very seductive and wearing hardly any clothes around him. And she asks, can you help me shower because I have to keep my cast out of the water? Can you hold my leg while I'm outside of the shower? And he volunteers to do it. And she basically, he's pretty good at first. Like, he's resisting all, like, her dropping her towel and all this stuff. And eventually what happens is he kisses her, and she's like, well, I'm going to invite another girl over and have sex. We'll have a three-way. And then her mother comes in. She gets a gun and blows his brains out. And it's like they were testing him the whole time. And at the end of the story, they were finding another guy at a cafe to see, in other words, is he daddy material? It's weird. It's like if he resisted, like if this guy resisted the temptation, then this woman would have married this guy and mm-hmm. like been okay. But they're like testing him sexually to see if he's going to be tempting the daughter. It's weird. And the second story was a weird story about an older guy in Russia during World War II, and he's a dog trainer. And I don't know if this is historically true or not, but in this book, they would train the dogs to be like bomb carriers. Do you know what I mean? Like they would go, the Russians would have these dogs
mm-hmm.
go underneath the tanks and be able to, they were trained to like plant themselves under the tanks and then blow up. So they were like suicidal dogs. It was, I mean, they didn't want to die, I'm sure. And they were mistreated dogs. But this guy loved the dogs. And this Russian captain is a real asshole. And he treats this guy like shit. And they eventually kill that captain. And he goes back to his wife. And who he loves very much, and it goes away from war. But it was a really good story. And then the third story, this was a weird story. This one's kind of creepy. It's like the this had the Vanessa Del Rey art.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Filter. God, she draws good. Do you follow her on Facebook? Oh my
No.
God, she draws so good. Like, I
Yeah,
love following
she's
her
got
and
awesome
seeing her
stuff.
art. I have one commission from her. It's she drew the shadow for me, and I actually love it. But this other story is about like the birth of a serial killer. Is like early on in his career, his sister changes the channel on him when he's in the crib, and he wants to like kill her, but he's remembering backstory. He doesn't kill her or anything. And then he remembers when he's a teenager, like, you know how you go to summer camp, maybe like 7 or 8, maybe 9, when you're in puberty and stuff, probably earlier than that. But he was infatuated with this one girl, and he won a race in one of the competitions, and they're in the pool together, and he gets a boner while he's hugging her. And he feels bad about it, but she doesn't feel offended by it. But so the next night, he's like watching her as she's undressing, and some girl busts him. Like she busts him with his drawers down, and as he's watching her undress, and she's. But I'm gonna tell everybody about you. And he pretty much grabs a rock and smashes in her skull, and. Yeah, it's a creepy story. And then it shows him as he gets later, he sees this girl that has like abusive marks, like casts, burn marks on her arms and stuff. She's absolutely beautiful to him. And he wants to get in with the family, and he wants to kill the father because he thinks the father's beating up the girl. But it turns out it's the stepmother, and the father is what do they call those guys that are in the mafia that just kill people? God, I can't think of the term. They're like hitmen, but they're not. I mean, they're hitmen for the mafia, but he's one of those, and he actually teaches this kid how to kill more people. And he says, "I'll teach you everything you need to know as long as you help me kill the stepmother that's beating my daughter." And he agrees to do it. And then it shows him later in life kill other people. Like he kills a lot of other people as an assassin, and then. Later on in life, he graduates college, and when he's seasoned, he's actually a judge, like a hanging judge, where he kills more people. So these stories are badass. Like if you like Tales from the Crypt that have a little bit of sexy in them, or have little twists to them, you will love Sex and Violence by Palmiotti and Gray.
Yeah, it sounds good.
The art is amazing. I hope they have a fourth, a third volume.
So expensive, though.
Yeah, but I usually get like an Amanda Connor exclusive something if I get in on time.
Oh, cover?
Yeah, and he knows my name. Because I have my name tag showing. So, that's. I
yeah,
think
those
that's
are
all
like
the.
$25 each.
Yeah, one other book I want to. Talk about was the book I talked about before. I didn't think you got in on this, but Queen of the Vampires by that company, AGRH Publishing, is
yeah,
badass. I
read
like
the
it.
First one.
I like it a lot. It's very like Conan, sword and sorcery kind of thing. It's a little sexual, but I like where they're going with it. I take it you didn't care for the first one.
No, I liked it. It was a little wordy, but I did enjoy it. What did I get? Let me look and see what I gave it. I probably gave it a 4 out of 5. What's it called? Queen of the Vampires.
Queen of Vampires. There's no the.
Let's see. What's the chances that it's actually in this file? I gave it a 3 out of 5. I said I liked it, but it kind of dragged on a little bit for me. That might have just been the first issue, though.
Well, it has a slow pacing to it, so I don't think if you dug the first issue, you'd want to continue. But I think you'd like the overall plot.
Okay.
That slave guy, the slave boy that she got in the first one, he turns out to be a big character. Like,
yeah, you could tell he was.
And all the people
being groomed.
All the people that were our followers are sick of her rule, and are looking to overthrow her. But she almost died in issue two, and that slave kid, even though he hates her, like hates her, saved her life. Because the asshole that was going to kill her was beating the shit out of him. But I do like Queen of Vampires.
What's the other? Aren't they publishing another book as well?
Yeah, they got three more that we talked about in the previews book.
That's right.
Some of the sexiest covers ever.
No doubt. Those are gorgeous covers. The painted.
Looks like Joe Jusco art.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a Conan cover, or an old like a fantasy, traditional fantasy book art covers. I don't know if I have another one. Let me look. I think that's probably all the comics I have.
Got any movies? TV?
Movies and TV. Let me look. What did I watch? I watched that Crimson Peak movie. Do you see that?
Yes, I did. I saw that at the theater.
Okay. That was good. I enjoyed that one.
It was weird.
It was.
But it's one of those, there's part of it that one of those endings you can't give away. Or you give away the whole surprise.
Yeah. Although you could kind of see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to, a surprise ending should make sense, so. Or a twist should make sense. It was good. It was beautiful. That's for sure. I loved how they had all the juxtaposition of the blood and the, or not the blood, but the red clay and the snow. Just aesthetically, it was really cool looking.
Yeah, and the costume design and the
The building itself was awesome.
The building itself, yeah, architecturally was crazy.
And I love the idea of like an old mansion that's broken down and in disrepair. It fascinates me. I love thinking about stuff that was once like this grand and majestic thing, and now it's falling apart.
What an awful bunch of people, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, horrible.
horrible people. And their goals were just awful, and what they did was awful. And even when there was try to be some redemption for someone at the end, I didn't appreciate that. You know, I mean. Yeah, you could have some redemption. You don't deserve the redemption. You deserve to go to hell.
Yeah. I also watched the Force Awakens on Blu-ray, so my son could see it because he didn't see it in the theater. No, he did see it in the theater. He just wanted to watch it again. So did I. But we watched the special features. And one of the special features was like a documentary, like a behind the scenes documentary, which is really good. I think any Star Wars fan would like to see it because they talk about how they came up with the ideas and a lot of the behind the scenes stuff about filming it and stuff and working with the older actors. And they show like some audition tapes from some of the people and how they chose the different actors and how the actors responded to getting selected. Cause especially like for the actors who played like Rey and Finn, cause they were relatively unknown actors and they knew that accepting this role would mean like their lives would completely change forever. Cause now they're going to be part of this mythos that'll be going on forever. So they'll be these characters will be like, you know, part of their lives for the rest of their lives. So it was cool. It was cool to see those things being done. And then there's one of the special features that we didn't get around to watching because we got this from the library was I think there's like a table read of the script because at one point they got all the actors in a room and just read the script and did their parts to see how it all worked together. So that'll be interesting to watch. So that was cool. I like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, you do. You like documentaries too.
And it was cool seeing Peter Mayhew reprise his role as Chewbacca. Because he only did well. Because he
did they he, show? Did they show behind the scenes of him actually? Did he actually get in the suit and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. They showed him. Yeah, getting in the suit and everything. Because he can't really walk now, so he just did all the like. Whenever you see him like sitting down, he did those roles, and then they had a younger guy doing all the walking around acting.
That's what I was real curious about because he can barely walk, like he's got a cane and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know, and that's exactly when I saw that he was doing it. I'm like, how's he doing it? He can't even like get around.
Right.
But it's awesome that they included him in it to do.
Yeah, they didn't leave him out because of his disability. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
he says you're part of this legacy.
Yeah. So yeah, you're Chewbacca, so you have to be part of this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they just used him whenever they could, whatever parts of the movie that they could use him for.
I thought on Crimson Peak it was slow, but it was interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of slow. Or it was quite slow. Yeah, they could have tightened it up, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, it didn't blow me away or anything. But it was enjoyable.
I saw a pretty pretentious-ass movie.
Wow. Ah, sounds good.
I don't even remember the name of it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Better. No, it's called Demolition.
Demolition Man.
No, Demolition.
What is Demolition?
It has, what's the actor's name, Bar? Jake Gyllenhaal. Have you heard about this?
I know who Jake Gyllenhaal is.
Are you Googling it now?
Let me see if I'm putting it into my search engine.
It's at the theaters right now.
Oh, it's at the theaters right now.
But it's a... So I was in Albuquerque, and I actually got Saturday and Sunday off, which was amazing. So on Saturday, I went to go see Batman versus Superman with my parents for the third time. I absolutely I love that movie, Bill. I mean, I deeply love that movie. I don't know why. But I feel like I watch it over and over again, and I'm, like, really happy. Like, I had to go see it again at the theater for the fourth time. But On Sunday, my mom was like, okay, we saw Batman vs. Superman, let me pick. So I'm like, sure. She took us to, like, Demolition. And during the first 20 minutes, she's like, do you want to leave? We could sneak into Batman vs. Superman, watch it again. She was, like, looking at me like, this is a fucked up movie. And it is really fucked up. You'll probably watch this movie because... This has Bill Bomer written all over it.
Sounds good already.
Yeah, it has Bill Bomer. But I'm going to give you a synopsis without trying to spoil this. So I'm going to try to be creative. So there's this guy, Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever his name is. He plays – I remember him from Night I want to say Nighthawk, but it's not Nighthawk. It was
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
I go through all the superheroes and I get the wrong one every time. I get the Defender instead of the X-Men. I need to make the association to the team. He plays this very similar character because, you know, did you watch Nightcrawler?
Yeah, I love Nightcrawler.
He had kind of like a weird emotional disorder.
Yeah, he's a sociopath.
Sociopath. In this one, he kind of is, but he's grounded. He's married. He has a great job, but he has like a disorder to show emotion, or I don't know. It's weird. But he's got like a beautiful house. He makes really good money. And he's always saying that his job, he's not really happy with his job because he makes a ton of money, but he doesn't do anything. It's like he coordinates the transfer of like investments and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but he never sees anything, you know, being created or anything. So his wife dies, and you'll see this in the synopsis of the write-up. And he becomes a character that can't go to work anymore or anything, and he wants to take everything apart. That's why it gets the name Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
He like looks at something. Okay, this bathroom stall is squeaking. So the next thing you know, the whole stall door is off. But he never reassembles any of it. He just destroys shit. And
so that's how he deals with it.
He meets another sociopath that's a woman, and she starts he stalks her because she's a vending machine company customer support. And he, on the day of his wife's death, he writes a letter because he lost $1.50 on a bag of M&Ms on the day that she died. And he meets this girl, and she's infatuated with him, and she's a sociopath, and she has a son, which if you've ever seen the commercials, you can't really tell if it's a son or if it's a boy or a girl, and there's a reason for that, because mm-hmm. it's part of the plot. But anyway, mm-hmm. it's a fucked up movie. It's pretty fucked up.
And so was it? Was the first 20 minutes just like so depressing? Your mom was like.
No, he's such an unlikable character the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
Like, his wife dies and he can't show anything. Like, yeah.
Sounds yeah. good. I'm going to watch that one.
Well, if you liked Nightcrawler,
Nightcrawler,
you'll probably like this one.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like, it's got that weird Bill feel to it. Like, Bill would like this. Like, I was like, Bill would love this movie.
So it's a good movie to see with your mom.
it does make for a lot of jokes. Like, now me and my mom will call each other and we'll discuss like how fucked up this movie is. Did you take anything apart today, Mom?
So a secret language now.
Well, while I was there, my dad, like, he loves to make, like, he doesn't like microwave popcorn, so he's been going through these, like, popcorn poppers, like mm-hmm. the ones that just get really hot and it stirs the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stir one.
Yeah. You plug them in and the bottom gets really hot, pops the popcorn, you add oil and butter,
mm-hmm.
and it stopped working. And I thought he was going to take it apart like the guy that was in Demolition. Like, you get frustrated and take it apart. Have you seen Batman versus Superman yet?
Nope.
Ah.
I was going to this week, but it wasn't playing at the theater I wanted to see it at.
I'm in the minority for the Lex Luthor, people liking him, but I absolutely love his lines in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like love them. I think they're brilliant. Like every time he speaks, I'm amazed at how much I like that guy as Lex Luthor. That's all I had for that. I didn't get to watch a lot of TV. I was too tired.
TV, I haven't really, I don't think I've really watched anything new. Just the old usual stuff.
Yep.
Hopefully,
Or
it's another movie.
how about any food or movies? No more library picks?
I'm trying to look at my library count. What did I watch? Oh, I did. We did watch the last Hunger Games movie.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't like it as much as the earlier ones, though.
Really?
I mean, I know it was just the conclusion of the story.
See, I think I like the first one the least.
Really?
And I like the second one like a lot.
Yeah, second
And
one's really
then
good.
I like the second one was my favorite. And then the third one I liked second best.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you
For
like
me
the first one that
I
much?
don't know. I don't know.
It's weird. I think I would have liked the last one better if I'd seen it closer to the third one. Like part one of the part two. I think they should have just made it one movie. I think it would have had more impact if it was just one movie.
I don't think. I think there's too much to tell.
Cut some of that stuff out. Just make it a 5-hour movie.
Nobody's gonna go see a 5-hour movie. You'd have to have an intermission.
You could have an intermission.
Can't think of a movie that's been 5 hours, even if you look at Grindhouse, which had an intermission. Lord of the Rings was long, but it was 3 hours. It wasn't
Yeah,
four
there's
hours.
probably some pretentious movies that were 5 hours.
I think you're gonna really
Antichrist,
like
that movie might have been five
Demolition.
hours.
That seemed like 12.
I
It took me 12 days to watch it. Damn.
remember that.
At least there was payoff. Like, I thought the witch didn't have that.
Yeah, I still need to see that witch movie.
Yeah.
What tag movie is this?
So you're gonna go to Luna's eat there again?
Don't know. Not if Keith's not there.
That's the only person that would drive, I mean, would do that. I don't think Daryl will willingly, like, if Keith is not going to Luna's, like, gonna go to
Gonna
Luna's.
go there. No, I can't see it happening. No, because it takes a lot. I mean, it takes a lot of time to go there too. So,
And you wait there, and then the food tastes like shit, and then you leave, and it's
it didn't taste like shit. It just tasted like dirt.
dirt.
I enjoyed it, but yeah, I mean, that's gonna take a good 3 hours out of your day, or a couple hours at least.
So your system's used to that crap, though. Like, my system didn't know what to do. I was shooting out rabbit pellets.
Yeah,
It
your
was like
body couldn't process it.
constipated rabbit pellets. It
Too
was
bad.
awful.
Well, now you know that if you go to Luna, then afterwards you need to eat some sugar-free Peeps to clear out your system. Then you'd be back to normal.
Yeah.
Balance out.
It's all about balance. All right, you want to wrap this one up?
All right. You've
Two
been
hours
listening
and
to
18 minutes.
Geek Brunch episode.
I don't know because I didn't release the last one.
We're
I'm
lost now.
gonna release it today, though. I meant to release it. I thought I did. Barb says you didn't. I was like, yeah, I did. I released it before we left.
So did you start to release it, or are you just completely
I think I
imagine?
started, and I'm in my mind, I thought I published it, and then I didn't. I knew I didn't publish DC Noise because I published that yesterday, and I knew I didn't publish my other show because I had two or three of them already recorded. But I forgot. I thought I published this one before I left, so I'd at least have I knew I was going to be gone a week, so I'd at least have one, to fill the week, if that makes sense.
Guess
2:41.
241, 41 maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Did we talk about Jacked on this show?
I think we did.
Yeah, we must have. I just went to the page and noticed you talked about it on Mike Lee's private reads.
Yeah, Weekly Reads. I like that book a lot.
I loved it. It's about a dude our age who gets superpowers.
Yeah. I don't know where it'll go, but I have the rest of them. I'd like to read it at some point. I just felt like Archie. I read a lot of Walking Dead too, and the Archie stuff was a palate cleanser because
Yeah, you need it after that.
now that I read Walking Dead, I'm so far behind. I read like 24 issues of it. I read like somewhere from the 30s to the 70s, somewhere along that line in hardcover. It is a lot to like. It is so dark and stuff that it's a lot of quantity. Whereas I don't feel that way with the Crossed. I think it's because everybody dies after the end of an arc, and it's like a new, like brand new story.
Right.
So like I can read more Crossed in a row than I can Walking Dead, which sounds perverted, but
Well, and Crossed, like, I don't know, it's weird because the Crossed are almost like the good guy, like the protagonist of the story,
yeah.
even though they're killing everyone. Because you don't like, yeah, it's a weird.
Well, Walking Dead at least has that flavor too. Because they're
Yeah.
not good guys. I mean,
That's true.
they portray like Rick and them guys as the good guys, but they've done some horrible, horrible things to survive.
Yeah.
So, not as horrible as the Cross, though. It seems like if you're going to survive an issue in there, you have to be
Yeah, you gotta be willing
cutthroat.
to do whatever you need to do.
You're the worst thing ever humanity's ever put forth.
Yeah, you gotta take that baby and throw it at the cross so you can run.
Yeah, that's right. It's awful. Let's see, geekbrunchpodcast.com, Bill at comicbooknoise.com, Mike at comicbooknoise.com, at DBM00, at Mike Myers Brunch on the Twitters. And we have a Facebook page, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button and talk to us there. And if we're at Heroes Con, you could stop us and ask
Yes.
us about Bill Boner.
Give us some comics.
Maybe we'll invite you to the room to watch the Bill Boner porno.
Maybe we'll invite you to Luna.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing.
You can eat some dirt. Actual
What
dirt.
was it that tastes? Oh, the falafel. That tasted like dirt.
Yeah, it was dirt. It looked like dirt
It
too. It was a pile of dirt on a plate.
looked like dark mud. It tasted like dirt. It was dry as shit. It was like eating.
It was very dry. It was dry and dirt. Very is dirt like.
If I ate that stuff, though, I could guarantee I'd be skinny because I don't enjoy it. Like, I don't even think I could acquire a taste to enjoy it. It would be like survival. Like, I need to eat something
It's
for
eating to survive.
nutrients. Yeah. And then it's awful. All right. That's it. Wrapped up another one, Bill. We'll
All right.
talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What? 2 weeks? What's going on? Oh, maybe 3 weeks.
What's in 2 weeks? You're out the next 2 weekends?
Yeah. I think so. We haven't decided on Sunday.
You going somewhere?
Yeah. 1 week nice. We're going back to visit family. Another week we're at my niece's birthday party.
Ah, birthday parties.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, maybe we could record one time during the week.
After your 12-hour day.
Yeah, after your day. After everybody's asleep.
After everyone's in bed. Yep.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.